Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Man, what a great actor.
Say when.
Yeah.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
Say when.
Such a good movie. That's the Huckleberry quote too, right?
Yeah.
That same movie.
People always thought he was saying like Huckleberry. It's a Hucklebearer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. The guys that were carrying the casket, they were Hucklebearers.
Oh, all right.
And we always thought it was Huckleberry.
There you go. See, that's just one of those things we grew up thinking we knew, and we were wrong. There's a name for that. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, even song lyrics. I used to think it was Shake Your Blue Thing, not Your Groove Thing.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Yes.
Stephen Curse, we were standing there. We were going to the bathroom, and I was going, Shake Your Blue Thing. And he goes, what are you singing? It's Groove Thing.
It's tearing you up.
I thought it was funny, though, Shaking Your Blue Thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was cold.
Yeah. Whatever. This is definitely a podcast for men at this point.
Yeah.
We've already heard one pee story. Now we're hearing a second one. Talk about today. I think we maybe got onto something today, huh?
Yeah, it's funny how some kind of an experience can trigger other things, and somehow you can make them work together. I think that synergy kind of a thing. And if you don't ever talk about like what you saw just happen, like in a story, if you don't write it down, you will forget it. So that's one of the keys. You got to take notes.
Man, another great day of hanging out with you. I appreciate you, and fun day today because we connected. We sort of connected all three of us together, which is Kevin Fair, a mutual friend, through just typical God ways.
Yeah. I mean, he lives...
He's in Colorado, out in the mountains.
100 miles away from here.
Yeah. But growing up, he and I hunted and fished together, and then he went off to Desert Storm. We didn't spend a lot of time together after that, a little bit more hunting and fishing. And I was just recalling a story about these about when Kevin and I were in this nasty mountains lightning storm, and of course you've got your lightning storms and hail storms, and he's got more storms than anyone wants to hear.
Yeah, we met probably around 2008. I was doing the ATA show in Indianapolis, the Archery Trade Association, and then I would do the SHOT Show every year, and he was working for some outdoor companies, and that's how we connected through a mutual friend, Roger Medley. And we still to this day we talk to each other every few weeks.
Where is the SHOT Show held?
Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun and also nasty place to visit.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, and people bring their kids there. I'm like, what are you thinking?
You know, I mean, there are places you can go where it's fine to have kids, but don't walk the strip.
Don't walk the strip. Yeah. Do not walk the strip with your kids.
Don't walk the strip as an adult.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do, get on those trams. Just go from building to building. Skip the strip.
Here's what, when
that's
I do
it, that's it. Skip the strip. That's going to be my.
Skip the strip.
Yeah, skip the strip.
It's my Vegas. I get up in the morning, I do breakfast there at the hotel, or usually or Bob Evans just down the road a little bit, and I can walk to my booth. It takes me about 10 minutes to walk there, but I'm going like through the back ways. I'm not and then when I'm done with the show, we go to dinner somewhere close to the hotel, and then I go right back. I don't do the nightlife.
For those that don't know, you are accosted as you walk up and down the strip by people handing out
little cards.
Business cards of pictures of naked people. And you don't want it.
I was walking behind these two little boys. They're probably about, 12, 11, something like that, with their parents. And people would just get these cards because you don't know what they are. And then people would like throw them, miss the trash can.
Oh, they're all over the floor.
These little boys are like trying to sneak over and grab these cards. It's the age. They're curious, right?
Yeah, they are. They're little cowboys.
They're little cowboys.
That's a John Eldridge term.
It is a little term. And that, there you go, segue.
Yeah, right? Well done. I don't know if you meant to do that or not, but good job, Brent.
Yeah.
So John Eldridge in
Four Streams.
Yes. It's about Four Streams. I'm scrolling to find the name of the actual book. I'm gonna get it here in a second. Fathered by God.
Yeah.
Learning what your dad could never teach you. And he talks about these six streams.
Yeah, you start off as the beloved child. You're very young. The world is great. Your faith hasn't really been shaken yet because everything's been given to you. You think it's always going to be that
way. Kind of believe your parents, whatever they tell you.
Yeah, and you're the apple of their eye, right?
Yeah,
at that
big
age.
Time.
And then you move into the cowboy stage, which is kind of that adventurous, exploratory, you know, maybe you're learning how to ride horses, you get to go on your first hunt, you know, and maybe track a deer or whatever those things
are. Yeah,
look
the
like.
Thing Indiana Jones never grew out of. And I want to never grow out of it either, although I don't mind the other streams. I just also want to be adventurous. You
that's
know?
Kind of been my I
that you too. Indiana, yeah. Oh yeah, there's no doubt, just given your history. Yeah.
But and then you got like the warrior stage. Mm-hmm. You know, you're engaging, you see the battle, and you've really been honing your skills. And I always say to be dangerous for good, you know, kind of a deal.
We talk about that phase in the sales world as a defender and protector.
Yes, defender. Yeah, we did. We talked about that.
Yeah, you and I did for defender for the book. But in the sales world, one of the things we teach is if you're in the midst of a sales process, you need to defend and protect that prospective client from making the wrong decision.
Right.
And I always tell a story about my wife and I when we were dating that I wanted to defend and protect my ability to marry her, but really it would be defend and protect her from making the wrong decision because, you know, I'm the right decision.
Right.
And so I was going to be gone for a weekend and I'm like, well, I don't want some other dude going out with her this weekend. So I called her girlfriends up and said, hey, I'm going to give you $50, go have pizza, do a girl's thing. And they were like, you're the best ever. And of course they told her he's great. We love him so much. He helped us out, blah, blah, blah. Well, these girls I knew weren't going to do a dude's weekend. So I was like, defending and protecting at an early age.
It was kind of funny. We're sitting here working on this thing, and I've got this stout pen you gave me. It's got camouflage on it.
Yeah.
It's stout.
I mean, I have my General Patton one right here, too. So,
because you think, like, my dad was an accounting teacher. So that pen to him, that would have been his weapon as a warrior. He would, you know, balance the budget.
Right.
You know, whatever
writing.
He's doing.
Yep.
But if a Navy SEAL saw that, he might be thinking, you know, if I needed to with that pen, what I could do with that.
The wrong person comes in here.
Yeah.
The wrong motives, the wrong intentions.
Different purposes. One was a defender that way. One was a defender of your account.
Yeah. So I think we're probably going to do something with these things. The final words were lover, king, and is it sage, right?
Sage. Yeah, or wise man.
That Eldridge put together. We will probably do a little spin on that and talk deeper about those phases.
It's like the purpose. Even the name of Four Streams, or the thing he was talking about within that Father by God book, when you think about, you know, when a stream starts and all these tributaries, when they all come together, it doesn't happen at once. It's a process. The rain fall comes down and nourishes it and helps the waters rise, and they begin to cut new paths and they begin to make their way until eventually you get something like the Mississippi, which get out of its way. It's the same thing with our purpose. You know, we're learning in those early stages, which are like these little streams that are beginning to grow.
Yes.
And once they all come together, the purpose is much bigger, broader, and with more force than unstoppable.
I grew up in central Kansas, and we called the Arkansas River the Arkansas River. That just was what we called it, the Arkansas River.
No meaning, just
no Arkansas. No, it had nothing to do with Kansas. It wasn't like our Kansas River. It was just the Arkansas River. And I didn't know until later, like Mike, that it was that named after the Arkansas, so it's the Arkansas River. But I'm pretty sure it was Kevin Fair. We stood at the beginning of the Arkansas River in Colorado.
Oh, that's very cool.
And it's nothing. Like, you can stand on both sides of the river.
Yeah.
Right? Where this they have identified a spring that starts that river if you work backwards. And
very cool.
It's pretty sweet because you're exactly right. I mean, these mighty Mississippis, they don't start as a mighty Mississippi.
Yep.
But they become one. That's when they reach that sage stage.
And I think one of the things we can draw from that is some of these young guys, as they're trying to find their purpose, you know, you can't get ahead of this. You've got to allow all these things to happen. One of the stages we're going to be talking about is how, when you're practicing, you've got these passions God's given you, and you've looked at your principles, you know, how am I going to live my life, and how am I going to do this stuff? But at some point, you're practicing. And I think that's really important to kind of go along with that too.
That's pretty cool. Well, great day today, brother. Looking forward to seeing what we continue to produce, and we pray each time before our session that this would be something that glorifies God. That is our ultimate purpose, and he'll be glorified no matter what we do, but we want to bring him glory.
Yeah, but we have a lot of fun.
I love it. So, well, thanks, man. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.